Okay, that's two turns now. The meniscus is still holding on the first inner ring, it looks like, all the way around, at least the part I can see. The bubbles, big bubbles that have been coming out now, and also the fluid have taken over the right half of the bottom of the dish. We're starting to fill in a little bit, maybe a fourth of an inch, circumference coming around from the left side opposite the injection port.
Roger.
Okay, I'll keep going here. We're about 2.5 turns now. And it looks like all of the bubbles have already come out. We're getting real fluid now coming out. It's a pretty picture, anyhow.
Roger.
Okay, that's three turns. I don't believe we're going to be able to cover the entire bottom with four turns. Okay, that's four turns, and it's covered up the right all three-fourths of the floor of the thing, and about a 3/8 of an inch on the left side of the floor. 3/8 of an inch annulus all the way around it, except for the right, let's say right 2/3 of the floor.
Roger, Ron. You can use more than four turns if you need it.
Okay, let's go ahead and try to cover up the whole floor out of thing before we do it. The bubbles are in there, and I'm afraid they're going to stay unless they disappear when we heat it.
Roger.
And now it's coming out with no bubbles now, and it looks like it almost formed a meniscus on top of itself. On top of where the bubbles were.
Roger, Ron, is it continuing to spread out?
Yeah, it's continuing to spread out now. And without pumping anything into it at all, I did that last turn fairly fast. Spreading of its own accord now, and it should go on over and cover up the bottom, I think. Once it completely covers up the bottom, I think we should go ahead and start the heat high on this pattern. Okay, now the everything's all hooked together now. We've completely filled up the bottom of the floor. Hey, for some reason the bubbles seem to be starting to break now.
Glad we copy that, Ron.
Okay, I don't know if it's a coincidence or what, but all of the bubbles are formed together essentially in the center. X-axis direction, and they're about 1 inch wide, and then they start about 3/8 of an inch in from the circumference.
Roger.
Okay, I was going to try to break the bubbles with a pencil. But if you try to push a pencil into the bubble, it just moves aside. So that being the case, I'm going to go ahead and start the timer.
We concur on that, Ron.
That's called the old push a bubble with a pencil trick.
Roger. Just need a sharper pencil, Jack.
Air ground is live now.
Or a thinner bubble. the best Friday afternoon matinee I've ever been to.
How about Friday evening, Jack?
Well, I've lost track.
Okay, Mark, that was 1 minute after the start.
Roger.
I'll give you another mark when I go to high on the with the select switch.
Roger.
Each bubble looks like it's a locus of, it looks like starting one of the Bernoulli cells.
Say that again, Ron.
Okay, each one of those bubbles looks like it's the locus or the start of one of the Bernard cells.
Roger.
So far, the bubbles aren't breaking.
We copy that.
Did Stu get bubbles on his pattern, Bob?
We're not running it down here. We're just demonstrating on the demonstrator there, but Stu can tell you.
I thought he was running it.
Yeah, you're talking to the one that we did, right?
That's right. Well, I am now. I thought you were running it down there also.
No, okay, the one that we did in flight, I had a lot of bubbles, but I couldn't get mine Tritox out across the center. So y'all are already well ahead of what I did.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to admit that, Stu.
Oh, y'all just do such good work.
Thing is, it seems to me like in 1G, the Bernard cells started completely back to the edge, you know, right back to the edge of the circle. And in this case, at least they haven't filled in yet back to the edge of the circle at all. They all started out in the center and are working around the bubbles, and then it's now just now starting to form a few of them where there aren't any bubbles.
Roger on.
How large are the cells, Ron?
Yeah, they're varying considerably in size. I could see one that's about a half an inch across, and then the other ones, they've got a great big bubble in it, and yet the cell itself is down to maybe an eighth of an inch. The bigger ones seem to be on the outside, and of course, there are very few bubbles on the outside also.
Okay.
And and the bigger ones generally right now are averaging about a fourth to 3/8 of an inch in their cross section.
This Apollo Control.
The cells tend to be somewhat polygonal. Let's see, we've been going 6 minutes, 4 minutes into the heat part of it, and the cells are polygonal, but they don't seem to be quite as straight-lined as they were on the ground.
Roger, we copy.
Stu Russo, Apollo 17, backup command module pilot, is talking to the crew now from the Capcom console. Stu performed a demonstration similar to this on his Apollo 14 flight. That demonstration was not as sophisticated as the 17 test, and the 17 demonstration is expected to provide more exact data on the fluid behavior.
It almost looks like it's reached a steady state now. It's 9 minus 2, 7 minutes.
Roger.
Okay, I think the one thing I neglected to mention is that we essentially have a convex surface from the material. In other words, a convex with the high part in the middle, and of course that's where the bubbles are too. But I think you'd generally have that type of a surface anyhow. And it hasn't broken the meniscus of the lower or the thinnest ring. Should add some popcorn in our stowaways list.
Roger.